This is David Corus, Chair of the Finance Committee. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10:03 a.m. We have present here from the board as members of the committee, John Johnson, Don Frost, Jeff Beckham, and Parker Wise, in addition to myself. Any other board members present at this time? Okay, we're gonna go slightly out of order here. We're gonna hold off on the meeting minutes because we have some staff time constraints and want to get to the financial update quickly. But I am gonna move on now to item three on the agenda, which is public participation. I'm just gonna remind folks that participation at this moment should be related to agenda items on today's agenda. And please limit your comments to no more than 3 minutes. You will have a second opportunity to speak at the end of the agenda. Andrew, please open the line. And are there any members of the public that wish to speak at this time?
The line is open. Are there?
Kevin Blacker.
Sure,
Kevin Blacker, I'd like to speak, please.
Go ahead, Mr. Blacker.
Yep, go ahead, Kevin.
So, related to new business number seven, I'd like there to be a discussion of the plan that's been proposed to relocate the Fisherman and Moffett Nichols study. What type of costs are going to be associated with purchase of the barge with the 60-foot engineered ramp, with the spuds, with the concrete, the new electrical, the gate, the fence, and what discussion has been done of the the costs associated with the maintenance and upkeep of that. Hauling the barge, what it's going to cost, painting the barge, cleaning the barge, likelihood of the barge sinking. Some discussion of that would be appreciated. And let's see. I think that's all I have at this time.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, item four, which is the financial update. And Veronica, I believe I'll hand it over to you and John to walk us through the finances.
Okay, great, thank you. I've provided the three separate reports for fiscal year 21, which run from July to the end of February. The first one is on general operations. Nothing really has changed since I briefed you last month. I'm not expecting the fourth quarter DOT appropriation in until April. We are up to date on posting the pilotage commission revenue. And as you can see, I still have a separate line for the fisherman's berthing study. And we have a related expense account, and I'll address that as we get further down into the expense lines. Payroll, we're on track. Everything's posted up through the end of February. Contractual services, I'm still expecting a NOAA invoice for buoys for 2021. Haven't received anything in yet. I'll let you know when that comes in. The audit, we made the first and second progress payment. So far we spent the $17,500. We're moving along, catching up on invoices, Quinn and Harry. I am expecting an invoice in from OPM to pay for Ann Harder's consultant role. The estimate is around $10,600 that is still expected to come in. As you can see from the expense lines for the Fisherman Berther study, we did get an ACOM invoice in that has been paid. And that is for $29,830.40. Legal services, everything's been posted up through December for general operations. And I have a detailed report attached.
And is that $31,000, Ann, has that been paid? Or is that accounts payable? Is that a payable?
The $31,571.50 has been paid.
Okay, thanks.
Right. The only thing that for Robinson and Cole that I'm still have to pay is $56 for general corporate legal expenses. And then as I get back into the bond and the HDA, I can talk about the Robinson Cole expenses a little bit further.
While we're talking about them, and can I just ask you, are they billing you every month, or is that they billing you every 2 months?
Well, they do try to get us invoices every month. Okay. There was a little bit of a lag, only because they were sending it to an email account that I was not checking. I was not aware. So I have since changed that, and I am getting email invoices from them, along with, I think David is also getting those invoices.
Mrs. Parker, you guys, one question. Are these invoices itemized by the hour?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes. Okay. Yes, we worked with Robinson and Cole, and we have asked them to itemize and separate the invoices by general corporate expenses, which would go against general operations funding. We've asked them to separate bond related services, for example, for the infrastructure improvement state pier, and also Eastern Long Island. So those bond projects are separated, and we've also asked them to separate permitting legal services that they've been providing recently, and we have all that broken out.
Sounds good. I'll just know, this is David. I'll just know, you know, given what Veronica just updated about the single outstanding invoice, you know, when we will have paid through the end of January, you know, we will be well with under even 20% of budgeted 7 months into the fiscal year. And so I think that is a testament to this committee, boards, and most particularly staff, you know, having taken a renewed focus on controlling those general operating legal costs. And we are now seeing the results of that effort.
And the detail, you know, I think that I agree, David, and the detail that we're getting now based on Veronica's request is very comforting to know exactly what everything's costing us, you know?
Moving on to the admin and general expenses, I did want to point out that I made a note for dues and membership that I do have an invoice that's pending from AAPA for $10,200, and then another invoice for $1,500 from the Connecticut Tourism, I think it's Coalition. But
can I ask a question? Why do we consider that a payable? Why are we involved in that effort?
I would have to ask John or David to address the AAPA.
No, I know that. I'm talking about the tourism one. I don't know what we have to do with tourism at this point in time. That's the reason why I'm questioning.
So tourism would fall generally under two potential categories. Obviously, cruise shipping, if we were to get into that business, would be an important component. And then the pleasure boat business, since we are also responsible for small harbor and small harbor improvement projects.
Gotcha. Okay. Are we aware that the 1.5, if we want, I think will give us a seat on that board? Do we have a seat, John?
Not that I know of. David, do you know?
I do not know. I have not had any direct involvement with
I can certainly look into that.
Yeah, John, I know for a fact that when I was heading up OpSale that I had a seat on the board at 1.5, and I think we can easily ask for that seat if we have the people to go to it, or but the board members to go to it. So
yeah, Andrew here, I can confirm we do have that seat, and we have been active in participating in those meetings.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Thank you, Andrew.
Okay, I'll move along. Rent, we're paid through the end of February, so we're up to date there. The board allowed some revisions to the budget last month, so I was able to process invoices for Eversource and, of course, the New London Public Utilities. We were able to process invoices, and we're up to date on our liability and our vehicle insurance.
Fabulous.
I mentioned we have the legal.
Any questions from anyone on the operating? You know.
So good that we're paying our bills, Veronica. It's fabulous.
God bless.
We're trying.
Yeah, on the bond, means a lot.
On the bond report. Just that we're moving along. We're now in the a good place as far as getting invoices processed, paid, and then asking or putting into CORE, CT, the paperwork that's required to get reimbursed for those bond invoices that we've been paying. For an example, recently we reimbursed $44,142 for the GBA Geo Environmental invoice. Like I said, it was a rough start in the beginning with the bond account, but we are certainly, I feel, we're making progress.
So can I ask another question? Maybe David, you're the best one to ask this. The 76,880 for legal services, that's not within the $200,000 budgeted number, right? That's outside of that.
Correct. The 200 budgeted amount was based on past year's precedent for operating legal expenses. And you may recall we've actually exceeded that in prior years. And so we've focused to bring that down, which we have.
Yep.
But there are additional legal services that are related to, some of which are related to the project at State Pier, some of which are related to other issues related to capital projects, and some of that is funded out of our bond accounts, depending on the issue, and some of it is funded out of the project expenses held in, you know, with the funding held in escrow.
Is there any budget for legal services in that regard?
It's sort of dealt with on a case-by-case basis where, you know, we have an estimate for the costs associated with permitting, for example, but there is not an overarching budgeted line for bond anticipated legal expenses because it's so particular and there are multiple different issues that make that up. There was not a set budgeted amount at the outset of the fiscal year.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Any other questions from any members of the committee?
One more, and I don't mean to be a nudge, but on the last page, on the revenue, HDA project revenue, can we talk about the 850?
Yeah, absolutely.
How did that happen?
Yeah, sure. So so this is, if everyone's there, last page, you know, revenue, second line of the revenue, HDA project revenue. So folks may recall that in 2020, kind of mid 2020, I believe it was, there was a
a trigger in the agreement between Driven and Gateway, where Gateway purchased 20,000 tons of salt that were moved to New Haven per hour agreement with Gateway. Those were considered wind down costs that we compensated Gateway for to keep them whole in their operating losses on the pier during the transition from their concession term to the construction period. We ultimately executed and the board approved a side letter with Gateway that governed kind of their sale of that salt since we owned it as, you know, by compensating them through the, you know, through the wind down. We paid them about, I think it was exactly $800,000, and then they agreed to sell it on our behalf, which they did in late 2020, and then we earned for the project $850,000, which basically returned the $800,000 that we had taken out of the project, you know, sources to pay for the salt initially, and then there was $50,000 additional revenue associated with those sales. So
who gave us the $850,000?
Gateway paid us the $850,000 after having sold the 20,000 tons of salt in late 2020 on our behalf. And so that $850,000 is a net positive $50,000 to the project because we had debited $800,000 in mid-2020 as part of Gateway's wind-down costs to pay for that salt.
That's a pretty wonderful thing. As a businessman, I think that's fabulous. We didn't go short on it. That's great.
Any other questions or comments? All right, Veronica, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'll now jump back to the item that we skipped, item two, which is approval of the February 16th committee meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So move, John.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second, Parker.
Seconded by Parker. Any discussion or requested changes or edits? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to item five. Jeff, do you have anything that you would like to update on behalf of OPM?
Yes. We have been working with the Port Authority, as everyone knows, for some time now. We've done quite a lot of work with regard to governance issues and producing a lot of the documents that the board has seen and approved over the last year and a half to get our authority to the place that it's in. There are a couple of small outstanding issues that OPM is concerned with, and we are looking to extend our MOU for a much narrower purpose through the end of June. We've sent a draft MOU to John this morning to take a look at. It's simply going to be looking at the bond funds, how they're being accounted for. There's some historic bond funds that had gone to DOT for maritime purposes that there's some lack of clarity with regard to where those funds are today and what might be remaining of them. We think that it's simply an accounting issue. We've hired a temporary worker retiree at OPM to look into the matter. He's doing so. John and Veronica are aware of the project. We're just going to be looking at that issue and assuring that our current way of accounting for the bond funds in the state core system is consistent and clear and able to provide us all with the detail that we need to account for all of our bond funds. So it's a limited scope project. We're going to continue to work with the authority under a new MOU, obviously pending board approval, and that will last until the end of June, and hopefully we will be done with our working relationship directly with the authority.
Great. Thanks for that update, Jeff. And so you will all see the revised extended MOU with this more limited scope in anticipation of our next board meeting. But any questions on it for Jeff or others in the meantime? Okay. Is there any old business that anyone would like to bring up? Okay. Is there any new business that anyone has to bring up? Okay, so I'll just make 2 points in new business. One, I just want to flag for you all and for the public listening, we do anticipate the need for a special meeting of the board sometime between now and our next regularly scheduled meeting in mid-April, the exact date of which is to be determined, but it will be noticed with ample lead time, and the board will receive all necessary materials in advance. But there are some aspects related to the project, related to the OPM MOU, et cetera, that are going to necessitate or be advisable for action, prior to our next scheduled meeting. And so we do anticipate.
When is that? When is that going to happen, roughly, David?
I'm not sure, Parker. We're kind of waiting on some documents to be finalized, and I don't want to I don't want to preempt giving you all ample time to review them. We're kind of waiting to see when we have the final documents, and then we'll schedule the meeting about a week out from that. But I'm not really sure beyond that, unfortunately.
Thank you.
And Andrew will, we'll poll folks for availability when we have some visibility on the likely timeline. And then I guess, in new business, I'll address the item that was brought up in comments, which is really related to, the construction project. And so I think more appropriately addressed as part of the project discussion at our next board meeting. It's it's not really anything that we have before us as a finance committee. Anything anyone else would like to bring up at this time?
And just one small thing, David. We continue to have telephone conference calls, which seem to be working very nicely. Is there any, you foresee any need or desire to have a Zoom meeting ever?
We've certainly talked about it. I defer to the board's preference. If folks would like to shift to that medium, I'm certainly happy to do so. I'm a bit zoomed out from a lot of other meetings, but, and this seems to be working okay, but I'm totally deferential, and if folks would like to shift over to that, the only thing is we'll have to just buy a subscription, because we go beyond the free time limit, which I think is 40 minutes if I recall correctly.
If we gotta spend money, we're fine doing it telephonically, I think so.
That's a nice new verb, zoomed out.
Yeah. All right. Anything else anyone from the committee wants to bring up at this time? Okay. Last item on the agenda is a return to the call to the public. Andrew, you want to open up the line and see if anyone has any comments at this time?
Sure. The line is open. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak at this time?
Sure, Kevin Black, I'd like to speak again.
Sure, Mr. Blacker.
Yep, go ahead.
Yep. So, as I mentioned to you guys when you made the decision to move away from the regular monthly meetings, you were going to take away public participation, that's happening. You're limiting the scope of what the public can talk about. and instead of having, regularly scheduled monthly meetings with the entire board, you guys have moved to this new schedule that you have. I think that 800,000, that to me looked an awful lot like a no interest loan to, at the time, like a no interest loan to Gateway. I see that they've paid back an extra 50,000. Not sure where the 50 came from, also not sure whether that money, as you described it, that is put into the project, because I think that money should definitely go back into the wind down cost, and be able to be used, to develop a common sense solution, if the fishermen really do have to be moved, because that barge then is real weak and is going to be real, real expensive in the long run. So, I just hope that 800,000 is going to be available for actual wind down costs, not just, all to benefit Gateway, because if the fishermen have to leave, which I really question, that they're going to, because I think your project is heading to minimal scope, where the CV pier won't be used and where they could stay right where they were. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to make comments at this time? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Parker, second.
I'll second it, Don.
Moved by John, second by Don. And thanks, everyone, for being efficient. And those of you that are also on the audit committee, we will talk to you at 12. Otherwise, we'll be in touch when we have visibility on the timing for a special meeting.
Thank you all.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.